I really wish you could see your face right now. You're really cute when you're surprised, flustered, scared, it looks like. Well, well, well. Can you believe it? What luck, you know? The fact that there's over 100 people in our class, and our professor assigned us to be partners. Well, we better get to work, because this project is, it's gonna be a lot. Sounds like it's gonna take a lot of time and a lot of effort, and, you know, effort also is something I don't have a lot of interest in giving. So, I think a lot of the work is gonna fall on your shoulders. But that's okay with you, right? I mean, you're really good at school. You're a nerd. I mean, an accomplished nerd, but a nerd nonetheless. So I'm expecting we're gonna do really well on this assignment. Oh, that reminds me. The paper you wrote for me, very good. I got an A-. You did a really nice job of making it sound like me. Or at least a version of me that actually gave a crap about the paper. Well, I think we need to go somewhere a little private, don't you? I think we need some space to ourselves if we are going to work on this thing. Right? Yeah. So come here. Give me your hand. What, am I that repulsive you don't want to hold my hand? Come on. I mean, have you ever held anyone's hand before? Is that what you're worried about? Are you that inexperienced? I wouldn't be surprised. Come on, take my hand. I'm not gonna bite. Right now. Come on. We're gonna go into... here. This empty classroom. This will be the perfect place for me and my pet. You do remember that you're my pet, right? You remember the rules we established last week in the library? Good. I'm sure you also remember that last week, I wanted to give you something so that you wouldn't forget that you're my pet. Go ahead, sit down. Sit in that desk there. And I look in my bag here. Oh, here it is. What do you think? A nice leather collar for my pet. It's gonna look so pretty on you, don't you think? Oh, you look nervous. Don't worry. No one's gonna find us in here. I told you last week I'm never gonna make you do anything in front of anyone. Because this is our little secret. What we do together. I don't mind people knowing that I bully you. But this, you being my pet, this is something I want to keep between us. So sit still. I'm going to put your new collar on, okay? So. There you go. It's nice and snug, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not too tight. It's the perfect amount. You look very good in it. You do. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. There's a second part to this gift. And here. I got a leash to go along with your collar. It's nice, isn't it? Braided leather. And if I clip it on to the front of your collar here, then I can use it to move you however I want. That's right. I can control you. Make you move. Make you come to me. Make you sit and stay and do all your pretty tricks. And this leash is gonna help us. Yeah, it's gonna help us with our training. My pretty pet. Look at you. Looking up at me. Looking up at me with those gorgeous big eyes. Let me put my hand on your cheek. Oh, you like that? Yeah? You like special attention from your owner? I bet you do. You're being very good today. Very obedient. Would you like some head scratches? Yeah? That's a good pet. Lean into it. There you go. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. That's my sweet pet. All right, pet. It's time for us to get to work. Not work on the project, silly. You're gonna do that on your own time. I meant work as in practice your tricks and your obedience. Yep, so come. Come. Don't resist the leash. Come. Good. Now get down. Sit. On your knees, that's right. Good girl. Yeah, that's good. I love looking down at you. I love that look in your eyes. You're enjoying it so much. Now, what am I going to teach you today? Let's try something new. I'm going to sit down on that armchair there. And I want you, and when I say come, I want you to crawl over to me. And I want you to lay your head in my lap, okay? You understand? Good. Okay, I'm going to sit down. And now, I want you to come. Come. Come to me. Good pet. There you go. Now lay your head right on my thighs. Yes, in my lap. There you go. That's a good pet. I'm going to stroke your hair. There you go. Does that feel good? Yeah, you like to lay in your owner's lap? Yeah, it feels good? You like to lay your head on your owner's thighs? That's good. Such a sweet pet. You were so resistant last week, but you've already gotten so much better. You're easy to teach. Well, my pet, just know that your obedience is very much appreciated. I love not having to tell you things twice. I love pulling on your leash, knowing that you'll look up at me because you know that's what I want. A relationship between a pet and their owner should be almost psychic, don't you think? I tug on your collar like this, and you know intrinsically to look up at me. to look in my eyes and not do anything until I tell you to. That's good. That means you trust me. And I trust you. We trust each other that no one else is gonna find out about this, right? I'm still gonna bully you in public. I'm still gonna knock your book out of your hands, try to trip you, call you a nerd in front of everyone. But when we're alone, we're gonna have this special time together. That's right. You belong to me. Let me hear you say it. Good. Say it again. Good. One more time. That's good. Well, my pet, unfortunately, I've got other things to do. So, I'm gonna unclip your leash. There. And I'm going to go. You should stay here and start working on the assignment. Okay? I want you to keep that collar on. And if anybody asks, it's just a necklace. It's just a necklace that you bought online. Okay? Good girl. I'll talk to you soon, okay? And I'll expect to hear an update about this assignment. Goodbye, Pat.